Okay, everybody's side. Today's daf is daf Samach Beis, and we're holding roughly a quarter down the Amid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah, Ushtei Alechem, Ushnei Kivsei Atzeres. What did we say about the Ushtei Alechem, Ushnei Kivsei Atzeres yesterday in the Mishnah? That there is a din of Tanufa. How do I know there's a din of Tanufa? Turn it up on us and do a pasik. You line this always on Yom Tovim. Etc. Now, remember when we learned about this yesterday in the Mishnah said, how do you do a tanifa of Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres? So back on Samach Aleph Omid Aleph in the middle of the Mishnah, Keitzer Uoysa, how do you do it? It's halfway down the Omid. You take the two shepselot, you put the Shtei Alechem on their backs, the Kohen puts his hand underneath the two kibosim, and he picks up the two kibosim and the two lechem, and Brother Shai already asked yesterday, can one Kohen do it all on his own? If he can, he can. If he can't, then presumably two Kohanim did it. But the bottom line is, they picked up the two kibosim with the two lechem on their backs. However, as we'll see in today's Gemara, it's not so simple. There's going to be a four-way machloikis, Rabbi Yisai, how they did the tnuf. Now, what is the basis of the machloikis? The basis of the machloikis is because on the surface, the pasuk is somewhat vague or perhaps even contradictory. What does the pasuk say here in Parashas Emor? Says in Perek Chav Gimel Pasik Chav, the Hainif HaKoyin Oysam. Now what is the Oysam referring to? So let's go back to the previous Pasik. Vasisem Sir Izem Echa Lechatos Ushnei Chmosim Menei Shana Lezevach Shlomim. Oh, so the two Kvosim Lezevach Shlomim. And those two Kvosim are what we always call the Shalmei Tzibur. The only Shalmei Tzibur you have throughout the year on Shavuos, which you bring with the Shtei Alechem. Okay, so you have now the Shnei Kvasim, the Hainif HaKoyin Oysam, so the Koyin should be Mainif them referring to the two Kvasim, Al Lechem HaBikurim Tenufa Lefnei Hashem. Cool. That sounds like you put the Kvasim on top of the Lechem HaBikurim. So therefore, it's not that the Lechem is on top of the Kvasim, it sounds like the Kvasim is on top of the Lechem. But the pasuk continues on. The Hainif HaKoyin Oysam Al Lechem HaBikurim Tenuf Lefnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim. So it means Al Shnei Kvasim. The Lechem HaBikurim is a Tenuf Al Shnei Kvasim. So in the very same pasuk you have a tension where the beginning of the pasuk sounds like the Shnei Kvasim, the Oysam, is on the Lechem. And the second part of the pasuk says Lechem Al Shnei Kvasim. And that's why we have the four different views as to how we're going to interpret this pasuk and the mitzvah of tenufa. No, turn about. Neidav akoyin oisam al lechem bebikur. Now it sounds like oisam on the lechem. Yochel yaniach kvasim al gabi alechem. I would think you're supposed to put the kvasim literally on the lechem, and therefore the koyin is supposed to pick up the lechem with the kvasim on top of the lechem. Tam aloimer al shnei kvasim, that the lechem goes on the kvasim. Aha. Based on what you're telling me, it sounds like lechem on the kvasim, like we had in yesterday's Mishnah. But Talmud Loima, look at the first part of the pasuk. It says, "V'hainif hakoyim oisam al lechem abikurim," and therefore nishtakel hakosim. Nishtakel hakosim means that the pasuk is equally weighted, the first half and the second half. They're shokel. No way of one outweighing the other. I am now stymied. I don't know what to do. And therefore, says the Gemara, since from the internal source I don't have a firm determination, is so I'm going to go and borrow from another source somewhere else where lechem is lamala at the time of tenufa. Where do we find somewhere else lechem lamala hecha? Itaka don't have a raya from the ongoing kabbonis throughout the year, but we have a raya from the original miluim at the times of the the erection and establishment of the new Mishkan. Like the Rashi says on the top, second and third line, b'miluam d'chsev shein nosik, u'misal hamatzes asher lefnei Hashem, ad v'yosem ala chalobim v'al shoy kayom. That at the time of the Tanuf, at the time of the Miluim, what was uppermost? Salamatzes. Underneath that was the Aymerin as well as the Shoik. So therefore we see from that we have a source where if you have this type of Sofik HaShokul, I don't know which one goes on top of which, Kvasim on Lechem, Lechem on Kvasim, I have a raya from Miluim. Yes, Barry.
I'm a little...
You're puzzled.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just the halamina that the lechem would be on the bottom. If you have two... I mean, just
guess what? We're not finished yet.
No. So just even the thought. I mean, the weight of the pressure of the lechem between... of the klesim on the lechem with the hand underneath and the tnufa.
Yes.
It will crack the lechem. It would not be becovered to have it fall into pieces.
And you're going to see that svara as well in the Gemara.
Okay.
Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulamayim. So far we've had the first man, the Yoma, learns like our Mishnah, that is the lechem al gabei kvasim, right? That's we have the first shita of the Mishnah, Ishtei Lechem Al Gabi Kvasim Arai from Miluim. Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulamayim, just the opposite. Kvasim Lemala, with the Lechem Lemata. Omani Mekayim Al Shnei Kvasim, Al Shnei Tachfort, Lechem Bebikurim Tanufa Al Shnei Kvasim. Lahoitzi Shiva, that's to go and to exclude the seven. What's meant the seven? Because as we know, besides the Shnei Kivsei Ateres, which we call the Shalmei Tzibur, right before that, if you continue on, let's go back to the Psukim here in Parshas Emor. You got to bring the lechem. What's the lechem? Shtayim shnei esroinim. Soilis tiyanacham is teyefana bikum lashem. That's the shtei lechem. Vikravdam alechem. With the lechem you bring shivas kvasim tmimim b'nei shana. Seven kvasim. Par ben bokar echot. One par. Holy cow. Ve'elim shnayim and two rams. So how can we never talk about those? Because you, oil Hashem, all of those are oilois. Now, the next pasuk says, besides that, you also bring a sin, izem echad lechatos. Chatos. And finally, shnei kvasim and eishana lezevach shlam. The two kvasim lezevach shlam. So now, I might have thought that the Kahanim have to go and pick up seven kvasim of the oila, and one par, and two eilim, and a sir izim. Dr. Pasuk, shnei kvasim, v'hein efakoyin oisam. Now, the word oisam is also somewhat vague. Oisam could be referring to all the kabbanis that we're talking about until now. That's why the pasuk says, alechem bikurim tenufa lefnei Hashem, al, on what? On the shnei kvasim, only on the two kivsei ateres, the two shlamim, not on the soyer and not on the seven and not on the par and not on the elim, only on these two kvasim. That's the word. That's why it says in the pasuk again, repeated oisam and al shnei kvasim. Of the ma'isa, what is taka the order? Where do you put them? You put oisam al lechem vikurim according to this man the Amar, the kvasim were lamala and the lechem was lematim. Then we have now a third view. Chanina ben Chachinoy Oimer. Meiniach shtei alechem bein yirechoseyim shel kvasim umeiniv. What you have to do is you have to put the kvasim, the lechem, between the yirechos, between the thighs of the kvasim. Now, exactly how do you do that? From Rashi is mashma, that you have the animals crouch, and so therefore their knees are bent, and you go and put the lechem in between the upper thigh and the lower thigh. That would be a pretty good acrobatic event to try to convince the animal. Okay, animal, we're going to pick you up now. Do me a favor. Fold over your legs so that you can go and put in the lechem in between the upper part and the lower part. Now you think, well, yes, that's not pshat Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Ben Yerichiseyim, Rashi in the middle of the Yomid, Shemashki Bakvosim Al Masneim, they have them like crouch on their loins of Yodai, as a result of the Koyin, you know, putting it together. And he puts the lechem on the lower part of the thigh. Lechem ala kvasim al yerech hatachtoim. Ukvasim ala lechem yerech elyoim. Mutal ala lechem So therefore, as a result of having the upper thigh on top of the lechem and the lower thigh under the lechem is sandwiched in between the top and the bottom, and now I'm a kayim both parts of the pasuk. It's oisam al lechem abikurim tenufa, and it's lechem abikurim al gabe al lechem. That's how Rashi learns. The Beit Gershom learns a little bit differently. The Beit Gershom says what you do is you have the animal lie down on the floor on its side.
Oh.
Since it's on its side, now you have upper legs on top of the lower legs. And now in between the legs, you go and push in the lechem. So it's not in the very same leg that you're trying to do a fold between the upper and the lower thigh, but rather you squeeze it in between the two legs which are upper in this illustration, whilst they're lying down, and the other legs are below. And so Rashi, it's Rabbeinu Gershom here in the middle. If you look at the
lechem, it's the second
Well, it depends on your Gershom. Here in our Rabbeinu Gershom in this Gemara, it's on the left hand side. In the middle, it's not in the same Yerach Elyon Yerach Tachton like Rashi said, but between two Yerachos. And he has them mashkiv them. He has them lying down. You have shtei?
Shtei.
Okay, here it says meniach sham halechem. It's okay, no problem. Bein shtei ha-yirechos, and you put the lechem in between the two yirechos, the upper thighs and the bottom thighs, meaning the upper, the fore legs and the back legs. And the nimtza lechem al gabi yerecho achas, the yerecho acheres yal alechem. Now, of course, both of these sound a little bit, if you will, extraordinary.
Yes.
That you would put it in between one leg, you put it in between these legs.
A live animal.
Oh, a live animal.
That's right. You to like, excuse me, you say like, lie down, shake
it.
Okay, keep on, carry on.
We're not
carry on. It's not just one, it's two.
Exactly.
Please lie down. It's not just one.
Give it a little anesthesia if it gets to our doctor.
Keep on, carry on.
Anyway, you'll see how the Gemara. Don't worry, the Gemara is going to address your issues. As a result of putting it in between the legs of the lying down animal, you have lechem agabi kvas, and you have kvas magabi lechem. And Omer Rebbe was not happy with this thought or this approach, and he is basically parroting what we just heard from the doctor and a few minutes ago from Harry. And Omer Rebbe, lefnei melech bas v'dam ein oisin kein. If that's the way you go and present a present to melech bas v'dam, you go and show him, hey, I have this animal which is lying down, I put him between the legs, I go and put the lechem. It doesn't sound right. Lefnei melech malchei hakadosh baruch hu oisin kein. Come on. How could you even think of something like that? Bear in mind that after the tenufa is over, and you bring those two kvasim as kavanis, what happens to the shtei lechem?
They're eaten
by the kahanim.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the kahanim are going to want to eat it if it was lying there between the legs? Anyway, so Rebbe is not happy with this view. And if it's a Rebbe, very simple. It's not one on top of the other, one next to each other. And the kohen has to have, therefore, elongated hands, where he's holding on to both the lechem as well as the kvas. The word al doesn't necessarily mean one on top of the other, one next to the other. The sign you said in the Brayis of Anasata, al amareches levoin nezaka. Now, where did you go and put the shtei bezicha levoin? So, poshib shari, you put it all the way on the top, on the upper chalas, on the upper mareches. However, Rabbi Yaimin, no. Al besamach. Rabbi says you don't put it directly on the lechem, but you put it next to the lechem, in between where there's a space, you put the shtei bezicha levoin, but not literally al. Faith more, how do you know? Ataima al besamach. Oy ain't al mam. Maybe al tak is mamish. Shuai might have another pasuk. Now, we always think of the covering of the oroin being the paroiches. Really, it's the kapoiris which is on top of the oroin. What's the difference between a kapoiris and a paroiches? They sound pretty basically the same. So the kapoiris is a square cover to a box that you put on top of the oroin. Fits nicely into the oroin. They made it to the same dimensions. It was a tefach thin or thick. and they put it on top, and around it had azer. All very, very beautiful, very nice. That's called a kapoyes. Here we're talking about the paroiches. The paroiches is not like the paroiches we have on our Aron HaKodeshes. This paroiches is a curtain that is mavdil bein HaKodesh bein HaKodesh HaKodoshim. In other words, between the Heichel and the Kodesh Kodoshim. And if that's the case, the paroiches never touches the Aron, except perhaps the Shtevad the Aron. However, there's no paroiches on top of the Aron. It's next to the Aron. So what's this Lashon? It's a Kodesh Al Aron. Heavy Oymer. Al. It's the summer. So just like that,
it is like our Aron Kodesh. It is our Aron Kodesh. We have the paroiches separating the sacred Torah from us. It's
the same concept, I agree.
Concept.
But when you look in the Torah, it's a Kodesh Al Aron, it's a paroiches. If you're not familiar with the construction, you might think, oh, it's like our Aron Kodesh is today in every shul, that in front of Aron Kodesh you have a paroiches, and the paroiches is dedicated to the neshama of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, who were tzaddikim and zechren lebracha, and you go and open up the paroiches and you close the paroiches. No. The paroiches was a curtain in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodoshim. It had nothing to do with the Aron, except that the Shtevad the Aron were protruding. Yeah. But on the Aron itself, you have the kapoyres and not the paroiches. So therefore, bottom line is, when it says al over here, al doesn't mean on. Al means next to.
So once you're saying al besamach, why do you? You already have play here to have it in a more balbatsha configuration, so it doesn't.
Exactly. So that's what Rabbi's saying. That's why we have four separate shots. First man yem is like our Mishnah that you had the shtei lechem on top of the kvasim. Second one was the kvasim on top of the lechem. Third one that you had the lechem sandwiched in between the legs somehow of the kvasim. And Rabbi said, no. They were two separate entities. It was one tenuva, kashtein basi. Kind of a kain oisam al lechem. It was two together, but it wasn't the lechem on the kvasim. It wasn't the kvasim on the lechem. It was the lechem next to the kvasim. They were both being lifted and waved simultaneously, but it wasn't one on top of the other. It's good. So those are the separate four views. Zayikit. It's almost like our Mishnah that Yesh Hagosha Teruva, Hagosha Vloy Teruva, Teruva Hagosha. So here, according to one man, the only have one on top, the other on the other one. Exactly, four possibilities, four views. And what did we do with the Teruva? Moiluch Umevi Mala Umoided. As we'll see in the Gemara in another few lines, just like a Lilith. Same thing. Moiluch Umevi Benisha Ruchai Shaloi. In other words, these were the kavanas, so this was the purpose of the Moiluch Umevi Malo Moirid, to go and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in charge of everything. The Rucha is all different sides, and up and down, Shemayim Ba'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all yours. Rav Masni Hochi, Omer of Chomabach, Ikva Omer of Yoisi Barab Chanina, Moiluch Umevi Kide Latzer, Ruchais Ro'ois. Latzer means to stop the bad winds. There's some bad winds coming from down south, coming northward these days. And Malumari Kide Latzer, Tlalam Ra'in, also to stop any bad dues. Meaning that people that are in the agricultural society and they have crops, they want to make sure that the climate works and they don't have this climate change. Exactly. They didn't do it to me, because if they had to fill it, it would all stop. Exactly. Anyway, so bottom line is, says Gemara, that's the reason why they do Tanifa, to stop any bad winds and to stop any bad dew, so that the crops would all grow properly and everything would be with Hatzluch. From this we see that even Shiari Mitzvah, what means Shiari Mitzvah? Explains Rashi. Because the Inyan of Tanufa is not Ma'akev. It's not the Iker Mitzvah. The Iker Mitzvah, of course, to be Matir Bishtei Alechem, is the Zrikas Hadam of the Shtu Kvasim. That's those are the Matir. That you do the Tanufa. It's not Ma'akev. So therefore it's called Shiari Mitzvah. And nevertheless, Ma'akev the Paranis, by doing the Tanifa properly, you can push off Alamina hurricanes and Alamina tornadoes and make sure that the world and the crops grow properly. So Tanifa Shiari Mitzvah. By Teres Ruchais Rois, Utalolim Roy. Omer Abba, Mechain Lilav Zatrava, the same thing applies to the Lulav. Now, what applies to the Lulav? So Rashi says four lines at the bottom, Be'inan, Moilech U Mevi. From this Rashi, it sounds like that the Lulav, when he says Mechain Lulav, he's only telling us about the four wavings, up and down and back and forth, like we do when we do the Naniyon, the Shas Halal. However, Rashi in the Masechet Sukkah, there are two Rashis. One Rashi there says Tak v'chein lulav also moiluch maybe, but there's another Rashi that says lulav that it's referring to also that it's oit to the ruchos rois and it's loydim roim.
It doesn't mean that the nanum is derisive, right? Because one is yotze, he just picks up the lulav, you're done, right? That's why we pick it up.
Pick them inverted.
Right, man.
It's sure in mitzvah. So it's not.
It may even be derabanan.
No, but it's not equivalent. In here, the tshuva is derisive. You have to do the tshuva. It's not
happened,
sure, but the
Nanu and Mamidraban, right? Yeah, no, and also these happen to be live kvasim. These happen to be a dead esrog and a dead lulav.
Beyond those.
It's Leibidik. Yeah, no, the point of Adar, the Gemara is not suggesting that they're exactly the same. Okay. The Gemara, on the surface, is suggesting, according to Rashi, that how did you do the Tanufa? Unfortunately, we don't do Tanufa nowadays. So it says, Rav, no, nowadays, this morning, maybe this afternoon we'll already have Tanufa. You never know. It's not going to be Shtei Kivsi Atzeres. But the point is, how do you do the tufa? He said, just like you do by lulav.
That's only if we're allowed to start the avodah in the afternoon, right?
That was the gabi, the korban tumah.
Right. So you can't do the korban tumah. Has to be the first thing.
It could be comes up. You don't do a tufa anyway in the korban tumah.
I'm saying, but you won't be able to do anything in the middle.
Okay. Good. Except
so the two Rashi's in Sukkah. One, what are the two?
One Rashi is exactly like our Rashi over here.
The second Rashi
is that it tells us not only the mechanical aspects of tenufa and shaking the lulav,
the consequences,
the ramifications. That what? That in both cases it is oitzer ruchos rois and the tefilloyim right. Fishtein Rashi is going to bring a Masechta Sukkah, I forgot. Okay, anyway, Mendy, I'm sure, is going to look it up.
Further answer, Shaul's inquiry.
Yes,
Shaul's inquiry. With Rashi, the Tanufa Sharem Mitzvahu, the Eidem HaKadis.
Eidem HaKadis.
Well, it's similar, not like the Lola. It's not like the Manuin.
Shaul says the Torah, you've got to do the Tanufa. The Eidem HaKadis. That's a good question, by the way. 100% of the Hakadis is not like the rest of the
anyway, so getting back to Saul's original question, Parshat Shabbachay Lulav of the Gemara is just telling us the mechanical wavings. Parshat Shad in the Gemara Leidrashi is just telling us the mechanical wavings. If you're wondering how do you do the Tufa, the same way we do the Lulav, up and down, back and forth, and Meshikul, Meshakul Dehim, Hoydil Hashem, Kitar, Mechun Hashem, Oishina, same way. That's the Parshat Shad. However, the other Rashi in Masechta Sukkah says that in fact it includes this bracha of the Oitzer Ruches Rois of Lovran. It's a Chavtes Haflamin. Okay, right. Rebacha Bayankif Mamtilei Umaitzilei Umachvi Hochi. The Oma Gira Be'inu Desifra. Rebacha Bayankif, he used to go and take his lulav and he would shuckle it in all directions and he would say with a certain amount of audacity that I'm now poking out the eyes of the sultan. And those of you that have ever gotten stuck by one of the alim of the lulav, you know that it can be painful. So I'm going to go and stick it into his eyes, the eyes of the sultan. I'm going to be oitzer, the tulam roim, and the ruches rois, and the sultan, and all those bad guys. So however, that is not a good suggestion. When you start up with the sultan doesn't say, okay, he got me, I'm moving on to the next guy.
Wait, you see him, John.
At the Frikshlug, Chas v'Shalom, he's going to go and fight back. And therefore, Zachter Dodi Gemara, don't start picking on the sultan. It's not a good idea. Good. Turn about. Silvchei Shalmitzah. Okay, so now, Rabbi Isai, we spoke about the tnufa that you do with the Shalmit Tzibur. Our Mishnah told us that you also have a tnufa for the Shalmi Yochid. The difference is that the Shalmi Tzibur have both a tnufa mechayim, which we've just been speaking about four different ways. There's also a tnufa li'acher shchita. Torah doesn't say beferish that there's a tnufa li'acher shchita. We learn it from the Shalmi Yochid. Because by the Shalmi Yochid, it says very clearly in the Torah that you're supposed to go and the meinif, the aimerin, and the chazer v'shoyt. And if you remember, we even had three psukim that you had the three kehanim that turn it over three times. The flip over, exactly. And the Gemara brought three psukim. Shoy katruma v'chazei atnufa al ishi hachalovim yavio. That you take the shoy and truma and you put it on the ishi hachalovim. Lahanif tnufa to go and do a tnufa before the Rabbi Yishlan. It's ois number one in the Torah or Hashalim of the beautiful Gemaras of Rav David. Shoy katruma v'chazei atnufa al ishi hachalovim yavio. Lahanif tnufa l'pnei Hashem. Is Eitach Shoy Katruma and the Chazei Tnufa on the Ishei Chalom. Now, that is by the Shal Meyochid. Remember, of course, what does one do with the Choze Vishoik? You give it to the Kohanim. That is their present from the Shal Meyochid. What do you do with the Ishe HaChalovim? What do you do with the Chaylev? That's the Aymerim. You put that on the Mizbech. So you do a Tanifa, and after the Tanifa, you go and separate them. Choze Vishoik, the Kohanim, Aymerim on the Mizbech. Now the question is, by the Zivchei Shal Meitzibur, we know how you do the pre-shchita mechayim tenufa. We just had it four different ways. And according to all the four different ways, you take the ganze behaima and you have to do the four wavings. That's clear. The question is, what about the wavings that you do the tenufa la'achar shchita by the shalmei tzibur? Do you also do then the entire behaima like you did previously? Just that previously it was alive. And now it's no longer alive, now it's geshachted. Or do you say no? It has the same thing like the Shal Meyachid, that you only do the Aymanin together with the Choze Vishoy. Is that a fair question?
If you're ruining it from Shal Meyachid, then why would you have a Havamina that you would do it to God's animal?
Oh, okay, so that's the Gemara. Tana Rabban. First wide line, middle of the line. Tana Rabban and Zibchei Shal Mitzim Betu'unin Tnufa. Li'ach Eshchita, like we just said. Utrufasan. Kemois Shehein. What means Kemois Shehein? Last Rashi, not Shlomim, but Shleimim. You take those ganze behema, as if it's a Shteiten guy, it's a Kenish guy, of a Kenish Stein. You go and pick up the behema, even though the behema is now Geshachten, you pick it up, and you do the same wave offerings that you did 2 minutes ago when it was alive. Now you do it after the Shechita. Divrei Rabbi.
With the
lechem. Everything.
With the lechem too? With the lechem.
No.
The lechem is not. So now we're doing just the, now that's the Geshachta animal intact,
right,
without the lechem. We're doing a second tour.
Exactly.
And we have the chazan shok inside, Yishal Chal Masai Mana.
Everything is inside.
Okay.
Everything. Bechacham Maimon. Bechaz Vishoik. No. You do Chaz Vishoik. Fedim HaMaika Bifli. In other words, Chaz Vishoik with the Aymerim. Fedim HaMaika Bifli. What's the machlak? Omer of Chizel, the Rav Hamnuna, the Amaler of Hamnuna, the Rav Chizel, the Doin Mino Umino, or the Doin Mino, the Uki, the Asra, come Miflagi. Now we have these svaras often throughout Shas. The Doin Mino Umino means that when we are learning and extrapolating halacha X from Y, do we take the entire halacha, or can we pick and choose only what we need and we leave the rest by Y? And that's the machloikis over here. So to you, Mark. That there is a din of tnufa la'achar shchita by shal meitzibur, we learn it conclusively and only from shal meyochid. How do we learn it? We'll see Mitchum in the Amid Beis. Is it a mamatzino? Is it a shalmeyim, an extra word? We'll see Mitchum in the Amid Beis. But we clearly learn shal meitzibur from shal meyochid. So now the question is, Rabbanan Sabi, Doin Mino Mina. If we're learning it for Shal Meyochid, you have to take the whole package. You can't go and pick and choose. And therefore, Ma Zivchei Shal Meyochid Tunu Tunufa La'ach Hashchita, Ah, Zivchei Shal Meitzibur Tunu Tunufa La'ach Hashchita, that's the first Mina that I'm learning one halacha from the other, Shal Meitzibur from Shal Meyochid. What's the second Doin Mino Mina? Umina. Ma Hosim Mechoz V'Shoik. Just like over there, what's the tenufa by the Shal Meyochid? The Choz V'Shoik on top of the Aymerim. Afalcha, the same thing applies to the Zilvchei Shal Meitzibur when you're doing a tenufa l'ach Shchita. No, it's got to be identical.
Tzibur versus Yochid, any difference doesn't apply, right?
According to this man, the Yoma, it's exactly the same. In terms of the tenufa. Tenufa is exactly the same. We'll see in the Amid Beis what's the basis of learning one from the other. There are major differences. Shal Meitzibur have a din of Kodshi Kudushim. This is Kodshim Kalim. So what does it mean to Kodshi Kudushim, Kodshim Kalim? Number one, who eats it? Shal Meitzibur is only eaten by the Kahanim. Shal Meyochid is eaten by everybody, even regularly eaten. Number two, the Kodshi Kudushim can only eaten by a Zorah, while the Shal Meyochid sits as Kodshim Kalim in the entire Yerushalayim. Number three, as Barry's pointing out, Shal Meyochid Shlom Ardnecha L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. Shal Meitzibur is only Yom V'Layla, like your regular, normal Karban.
So there's a hierarchy. You see, the Shal Meitzibur is a Mitzvah Hechad. So we say, well, yes, Shal Meyochid, Shal Meitzibur, you should talking about Mishnah reverse.
Yeah, but we learn pickle from Shama Yachet to all korbanos.
Okay. Right.
But hold on, when we say chazav ashok, we mean chazav and the emurim.
Yes, and the emurim.
So emurim is parenthetically plus emurim. The whole
emurim is always included.
The package. Okay, thank you. Okay,
yeah, very good. Anyway,
sorry, sunshine.
No, you did fine. So bottom line is, we're learning from Shalmei Yochanan the din of Tanufa, according to the Rabbanon, it's got to be, exactly, it's got to be the mirror image, just like by the Shalmei Yochanan, Chaz V'Shoik and Aymerin, here's Chaz V'Shoik and Aymerin, no difference whatsoever. Mino, mino. For every sabar, doy mino, v'uki be'asim. What does that mean? Ma'aziv chisham yach dunu tenufa li'ach eshchita. Ma'aziv chisham yitziv dunu du'ach eshchita. Yeah, mino, I learned it from the ziv chisham yach, no question. However, uki be'asim. Uki be'asim means I don't have to learn every detail. Now I go and apply the halachas that apply to a shalmei tzibur to the tenufa li'ach eshchita by the shalmei tzibur. Meaning, hosam hu by the shalmei yachid, chos v'shoy. As we state in the Torah, Avul Hacha Kimoishehin B'chaim. When I said before, Rabbi Kimoishehin, I don't only mean like Rashi says Shleimim Yeganse B'chaima, but also Kimoishehin, just like you did the Tanufa 2 minutes ago. Just like 2 minutes ago when you did the original Tanufa on this B'chaima, it was Kimoishehin Those Ganse B'chaima. Now they're doing a Tanufa Lachashchita, all to the Ganse B'chaima. I'm learning it from the din of Shalmei Yochid, but it's Uki B'Asra. All I have to know is that there's a Loch of Tanufa. Now the details, then I'll figure out on my own. Since I know by Shalmei Tzibur there's already a pre-existing requirement of Tanufa of the Ganze Bahima, it will be the Ganze Bahima. But without the Lach.
We're going to Moshe Hain, they show us to bring back the Lach.
I knew you would ask him. Without the Lach. We only talk about the Bahima. Rapapa Amar, the Kuli Alma, Doimino Mina. You don't have to go and say that this is a Machloikis. Everybody can hold Doimino Mina. And the Shita takes out the word who. Behind the time of the Rebbe. So what's the word of Rebbe? L'choyer, if you learn Doimino Mina, you should say only Chaz V'Shoik. Kiyusam, Mahusam Dobe Shematana L'Koyin. Avacha Dobe Shematana L'Koyin. What's my thing? What's this? What he's saying is, I take a learned mirror image from the case of
Shalmei
Yochid. What's the Chumash Shalmei Yochid? Shalmei Yochid is you do a tenufa of, besides the Aymarin, anything and everything that I'm giving to the Kohen. What am I giving to the Kohen?
All the Basar.
The Shoik.
And all the Basar in this case. All the Basar of the
Shoik. You're one step ahead. I'm learning it from Shalmei Yochid. Shalmei Yochid, what do I give to the Kohen? The Chaz V'Shoik. The rest of the Shlomim, other than the Ayman, which Kohanim is there, the rest of it goes to the Baal. Ah, so now I'm learning Shalmei Tzibur from Shalmei Yochid to do Tanufa. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly like the Shalmei Yochid. Anything and everything that goes to the Kohen is part of the Tanufa. What is anything and everything? The whole Bahima. The whole Bahima goes to the Kohen, with the exception of the Aymarin. Of course, the Murma are included. And therefore, Ki Hosam, I'm learning Taka Doi Mino Mino, just like Shalmei Yochid. Not the physicality of the mechanics of the tenufa, but the legal quality of the tenufa. Mahasim, just like by the Shalmei Yochid, what's the legal quality? Dovish Shematon LeKoyin, that's the Chaz V'Shoik, which goes to the Kohen. Afacha Dovish Shematon LeKoyin, which is the entire Bahima goes to the Kohen, and therefore, that's why I'm going to do the tenufa on the entire Bahima.
Because that entire animal includes the Chaz V'Shoik, the Basar, and the Amarim,
yeah,
as it were.
But you don't need to come on that it includes the Chaz V'Shoik, because Chaz V'Shoik is not a Miyuchas when you talk about the Shalmei Tzibur.
Okay.
Shalmei Tzibur, all the parts of it are exactly all the same. Except for the Ayin, which always go on them as Be'ech by Okamas. Rabbeinu Amar, the Kuli Alma, everybody hold, Doi Minov Uki Ba'asra, Pung Faker. Nu, Oy Bazoi. So how did the Rabbanan learn that you're supposed to do Chaz V'Shoik? I should learn it internally from Hilchois, Tnufas, Chayim, by the Shalmei Tzibur. By the time the Rabbanan, Shalmeim Ribuyehu. Vos meinte Shalmeim Ribuyehu. Until now we assumed that we're learning the din of Shalmei Tzibur from Shalmei Yochid.
Right.
But the Mamatzino, just like over here, there's Ashlomim, there's Ashlomim, this has a din of Tanufa, this has a din of Tanufa. Fine. Zayigit. No. According to Ravina, there is a special limit, according to Rabbanan, that it says Shalmeim. Who states Shalmeim? By Shalmei Yochid. Rashi brings part of the Pasik in the Shalmeim, Bishalmei Yochid, you see about halfway down the Rashi. Eis chazei atnu ve'eshe katruma lekachtim eis ben Yisrael mizivchei Shalmeihem. Why does it say zivchei Shalmeihem? Could be mizivchei Hashlamim. What's a Shalmeihem? It's a mashu loshen rabim. It could have said loshen Yochid. It says loshen rabim. Comes to include not only Shalmei Yochid, but also Shalmei Tzibur. Ah, since it is including also Shalmei Tzibur, in the same word, even though normally normally the Rabbanan would hold. I'm learning from the Shalmi Yochid, and I say Shalmi Yochid, Shkoyach, now I know there's a din of Tanufa. I thank you very much. Finished. You've done your job. All I need now at this point is to go and add that I'm learning now the mechanics from the Shalmi Tzibah. Have a wonderful day. That's how you learn Parshat Pshat. And therefore I learned Shalmi Tzibah, just like Shalmi Tzibah is Kamosha Hay. So why did the Rabbanan hold only Chazit Shait? Because they said it's not a Mamatzim. It's a Shalmeim, is a word in the Torah which is Marbe, the din of Tnufa, La'achar Shechita, that is Shalmi Tzibah. And it's in the same word. And therefore, since it's in the same word, to go and divide up the word in half, and to say, well, that part that's referring to the Shalmi Yochid, that'd be Chazit Shait. The part that's referring to Shalmi Tzibah, that should be the Gamsa Baima. That would be a little bit difficult, a little bit strained. So therefore, this is not a case of just sophisticated learning, mino v'asa. Here I have a riboy. That riboy says, I'm including Shalmi Tzibur, just like Shalmi Yochid. Just like Shalmi Yochid is Chaz V'Shay, Shalmi Tzibur is also Chaz V'Shay. It's interesting, we're using a riboy to establish a miut, if you will. Because the riboy is telling us that Shalmi Tzibur is just like Shalmi Yochid, not to do the entire behema like you did at Mechayim, but to the Mamaya, to restrict it to the Chaz V'Shay alone. And with this we have concluded that Shtick of Gemara. And now we go back to our Mishnah, which we had back on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, and we have the fortune that the Gemara quotes this entire portion of the Mishnah word for word. A rare Gemara. Usually they just say Reb Shimon Oimer three words v'chuli or v'goimer, and here we have 10 full lines quoted from the Mishnah. But it's very good that it quotes it word for word because it's easy, therefore, to understand the follow-up Gemara. So Reb Shimon, Oimer. There are three separate karbonos which we're going to enumerate in a moment, where those three karbonos combined involve the performance of three mitzvahs. However, none of the individual carbon of these three karbonos have all three mitzvahs. Shtayim b'chol echad, each one has two out of the three. Ushlish zayim b'em, but they don't have the third. So tell me which three karbonos. Number one, zivchei shalmi yochid. Number two, zivchei shalmi tzibur. And number three, asham mitzayim. So those are the three karbonos: yochid, shalmi tzibur, asham. Now, zivchei shalmi yochid tuunin smicha chayim. The word chayim is not necessary because smicha is always mechayim. So zivchei shalmi yochid have smicha, and they have tenufa shchutin. Ein ben tenufa chayim. So now we see with the three mitzvahs that we're talking about: smicha, tenufa chayim, and tenufa liachar shchita. And what the Gemara is telling us by these three kabbanas, you always have two out of these three mitzvahs: either smicha, or one tenufa chayim, or tenufa lachar misa, lachar shchita, like the Gemara explains. No, zivchei shalmi yochid tuunin smicha chayim. You do a smicha, like all karbonos yochid, the smicha on the top of the animal when you're bringing the balam to the smicha. And you have tenufa of shchutin. You do the tenufa after the shchita, the chaz v'shoik and the aymerim. The ain't tenufa mechayim, but there's no tenufa mechayim. The only tenufa mechayim that we find by these type of karbonos is by the asham you find it, as well as you find by the asham mitzayir, in other words, and also the shalmi tzibur that you bring on a teres behind nefer koyin oisam. Now you have zivchei shalmi tzibur, tuunin tenufa chayim. That's behind nefer koyin oisam. That was the four different ways of doing the tenufa mechayim, like we had on the Amud Aleph, and also shchutin, like we just learned now. Either minom or kibasra shalmeyam. That is a din of tenufa liachar shchita. But there is no smicha by shalmi tzibur, as the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, because typically you only have smicha by a carbon yachid, not by a carbon tzibur. Asham mitzoira is toin smicha. By the mitzoira, he has to put his hands on. Shar nikanar, can't go in. Oh, tenuvachai, the tenuvachai like we had in the Gemara yesterday, that you go and take the oshim and the loig together and you do it. Tenuvachai, but there's no tenuva liachar shchita. It's not a shlamim. It's an oshim. So there's no din of tenuvachai. Fine. So now, what the Gemara asks, the Gemara goes to each one of these three, and the Gemara goes back and forth and says, based on a Kal V'Chomer, I should say, that each one of them has that third missing mitzvah. So we start off, we know that the Zivchei Shal Miyachid has smicha. We know that it has tenuva li'achar shchita. That we know. But let's go and add tenuva chayim. How? Umadach Zivchei Shal Mitiva. She'ein t'unin smicha. Shal Mitiva don't have smicha. Because it's a carbon tiva, not a carbon yachid. No, there is smicha. Smicha chayim. T'unin tenuva chayim. But they do have tenuva chayim. Like we said on the Amud Aleph, the four different ways of tenufa chayim. Zivchei shal miyachad she teunin smicha chayim. Zivchei shal miyachad that have a smicha, ain't a dinchin teunin tenufa chayim. Why don't we say, based on the Kal V'Chomer, that the zivchei shal miyachad should also have a tenufa mechayim, just like the shal meitzibur. Says the Gemara, it good gefreit, based on the Kal V'Chomer, you're right. Mid rachman agabi zivchei shal meitzibur oisam. That's the pusik that we start off. The hain if I koyin oisam, oisam lemute zivchei shal miyachid. Only the shal miyachid, only the shal mitzibur, and not the shal miyachid.
So based on do we use that oisam to exclude the other question?
Apparently, holds that you can use it for both purposes.
That list of other korbanos was in the immediately prior pesukim.
Exactly.
The shal miyachid is way back there in parshas tzav, right?
Yeah, but it's not a shavushim, and they're both called shlam. So saying only these shlam and ma'ane v'koyim ma'isam, and not those other shlam nishal miyachid. So that is shot number one. That is for emphasis the shal miyachid. Why don't they have a tenufa mechayim? Now the yiu zivchei shal mitzibur tounin smicha mikav v'chayim. Why don't we say the zivchei shal mitzibur should have a smicha? Uma zivchei shal miyachid she'ein tounin tenufa chayim. They don't have to do from Chaim. We just finished that. We have Oisam. But the Un and Smicha, they do have the Smicha, Shem Befesh, and Tebe Samach. Is they bazoi, Zivchei Shal Mitzibah, should the Un and Tenu for Chaim, behind the Fakoyim, and in addition to Un and Smicha, Avad it should have Smicha, Amravina, Gemiri, we have the Kabbalah, Shtei, Smicha is Mitzibah. There are only two Kabbalah Sibah that have Smicha. Otherwise, the only Kabbalah that have Smicha are a Karbin Yochit. Because who does the smicha? The Baalim do the smicha. So the Baalim do the smicha on their carbon. So who does, which two exceptions to the rule are there? Zotach Rashi, Kemir Misinai, Bei Smichas Betzibur, Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, Dechsev Vesamchu Zikni Eida, Zikainim, they are the ones that have to go and put their hands on top of the carbon. And remember, Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur is because the Bezdin HaGadol made a faulty psak. So, those zakenim that were engaged, that were involved in that bezin, they have to do the smicha. And the Sarmish Aleach. Sarmish Aleach belongs to Klal Yisrael, to Karm Tzibur, Yachsim the Samachar and Eshtei Yodim. Only these two. Umitzibur who? Vesulek Hashem, smicha, Metzibur, and Yishtok, and Amdra, smicha, Yishtok. Yeah.
But I go to Rufa, it's not a korban,
right?
But it is a tzibur.
Right.
And there is a smicha on the tzibur, isn't
it? In Rufa, I don't think there's a smicha. Is a vidui that they have to go and say, look it up.
It's in the end of Parsha Shoftim, yeah?
It's the end of Parsha Shoftim, right before Parsha
Shoftim. It's Kitzetze, right. It's less part of...
Yeah. Look at the end of Parsha Shoftim. L'chol zikne Yisrael, L'chol zikne Yisrael, hi akroim al-chol al-yichas v'sidayim al-egle rufa banoch v'ono v'omru yodem l'shavchus v'dom v'zem v'nen l'ayro kap l'am chisosh v'nisa v'ni kap l'am v'dom v'atavai v'dom noki. Okay, so all that talks about the tefillah that they say. Let's go before that. And what do they say? And they make a ganzer tefillah, and they make a ganzer drasha.
Okay.
However, there's no dinner of smicha, just a dinner
of the tzibur.
Now, what I thought you were going to ask is another kasha.
Yeah.
What is that other kasha? The seirei avodah zara. So we'll see the avodah zara. So now, who are we talking about? Who's the Tanavar Mishnah?
Reb Shimon.
Right? You agree, Reb Shimon?
Yes, absolutely. Reb Shimon is mentioning these three korbanos.
Right. Perfect. And we're saying, according to Reb Shimon, this kasha that you just asked now, that maybe the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur should also have smicha. No! because there are only two smichas betzibur. Says Rashi, which are the two smichas betzibur? Shal tzibur and
the seir mishlech.
Seir mishlech. So now let's just for a moment go to a Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. See the Mishnah at the top.
One second. Yes, please. Kol kamaza tzibur emem smicha chutz min apar abal kol mitzvos. The seir mishlech.
Which is just like Arashi.
And Rabbi Shimon Omer af seir
mishlech. The Pshimon says also the seir boys is chum. So we were talking about according to the Pshimon, and you're saying the two mitzvahs that we're talking about are the many at the top of the
yeah.
And Rabbi Shimon argues on this as af seir boys chum. Now, does he mean to say that there are three, or does he mean to exclude one of the previous two? That's the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Whether he comes to add, whether he comes to subtract. Let's assume that the conclusion of the Gemara, which we'll get to in a Daf Tzadik Beis, is that they attack only two, but it's not the Parakol Mitzvahs and Seir Mishtalech, it's Parakol Mitzvahs and the Seir of Avoidus Kechot. If that is the case, so then the Rashi, the Chayre, is not correct. Because we're talking about Reb Shimon, and it's, we're saying for Reb Shimon, those are the two.
Right.
Anyway, this is Nishman Kasha. Shita Mikubetzis already asked this Kasha on the Rashi, and he says Rashi is Loidok. In other words, he's being very polite, and Rashi wasn't so careful in what he was saying. Here it's, I have Oizvav here in the Shita Mikubetzis.
So that's Shita Mikubetzis with the bold print.
Yeah. Kibishriyam Sikhas, Pirish Rashi, Param Dabish, Tziva, Parhelem, Sar Mishtalech, Voloidok. The Barak Shtaymin is in Tabsarik Beis, Polygrip Shimon, Atanikami, Yama Parhelem, the Sira Voidazara being in Smicha, Vahacha, Rib Shimon, Kaim, the Retach being in Rib Shimon. So he's a sir. The Fader Shitimukabetz. See, he's not saying Rashi is totally wrong. He's not like Dr. Rashi wasn't some didactic. He just hopped on the first part of the Mishnah over there. But really, Alim Rav Shimon, since the Sugya is talking Alim Rav Shimon, really you should be talking about the Seir Mishalech, or talking about three, or talking about the Seir of Avodah Zara.
The Seir of Avodah Zara is sort of an adjunct.
Let's wait till we get to that.
Well, we said Param Davar Shel Tzibur, right? Usually, Param Davar Shel Tzibur, Seir of Avodah Zara, because also it's a Tzibur Dika Inyan, they're sort of they're Harios type Korbanos.
And therefore,
it's the Parhelm Davar sort of is includes and wraps up also the Seir of Avodah Zarah, which is a similar type of sin, just it's the exclusive of Avodah Zarah Helm Davar Shel Tzibur.
There's certainly a very strong parallel. One is not a subset of the other. Helm Davar Shel Tzibur is any other Aveir that you chayav and man karis. And the Seir of Avodah Zarah you bring together with a par, but that par is an oila, and this Avodah Avodah Zarah happens to be for a chatas. This is a par, this is a sort, this is in Parshas Vayikra, this is in Parshas Shlach, two different parishes, although there's certainly a strong parallel between the two. Anyway, let's wait till we get to Daf Tzadik Beis. But you see the point of the Shita Mikubetzis that Rashi L'Choira is inconsistent with the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Beis, since we're talking about Leibin Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon is just telling us a general summary of these three kabbalas that they have, these three mitzvahs. Reb Shimon is just enunciating something that we all agree to. Reb Shimon is not arguing with Tzadikam, and nobody argues with Reb Shimon. And these v'yus that the Gemara is asking could be generic according to all the Tanaim and according to all the Amoraim. Why taki is it that the Zivchei Shalom Meitzibur is there no din of smicha? The Gemara says because in general, because there are only two smichas. According to everybody else, the two smichas are the two that Rashi says, Parlam of Jatzib Zerm Shalech, and according to Reb Shimon himself, Einachanami taki not those two, and Amdra two. So therefore, Shittim doesn't say Yatzarachim, he just says Beloidah. Anyway, continuing on. So now let's get to the third of the trio. They Asha Mitzayra, Torn Tanufa, Shochet, Bikal V'Choymer, from Zivchei Shalme Yochid. The Ma Zivchei Shalme Yochid, Ein Tunin, Tanufa Chayim. Zivchei Shalme Yochid, how do you know they don't have Tanufa Chayim? We had the Oysam. But the Una Tanufa Shchutin, that said the Feish Torah, Shoyka Truma, Chazeya Tanufa, Alisha Chalav Yaviu, like we had. Asha Mitzayra Shaton, Tanufa Chayim, she said the Feish of the Posse, a dinner of the Hainith. Ein Oydin Shaton, Tanufa Shochid, should certainly have a dinner of Tanufa, the Ach Shchita. Everything you want, Mirachmana Gabi Shalve, Zivchei Shalme Yochid, Oysam. Vishtet Oysai, the last Rashi. The Eis Chazeya Tanufa, Lohanef Oysai Tanufa. Why did it say Oysai? Tafka this one. Lemute Asham Mitzayim. Good. So therefore we had all three. I might have thought that all three should have all three mitzvahs, and therefore the Gemara says, in each case, no, because we have a pasuk to exclude. Either because of oisam, or because they smichas mitzibur, or because of oisai. Final shtick of the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Chamisha sheiv karben echad. Five people brought one carbon shlamim together. They were obviously b'shalom u'b'shalgo with each other. And a carbon shlamim, you have to go and eat the balam, have to eat the whole carbon. They can go and invite guests. So five people say, you know what? Our shlamim is a big behaima. We'll share it. It costs $500 for carbon shlamim. Five people, each one gave $100. Now, you have to do tenufa. So you don't have all five doing it. Echamein of value, they call them. They select one of them, and one of them acts, if you will, as a shliach on behalf of all five. For Isha, Kaimene Falyada. Remember yesterday we said that the din of Tanuf applies to both Karbonis Anoshim and Karbonis Noshim. However, it's in the Mishnah, but only Yisrael, Veloy Bachayim. And remember, everybody was wondering, well, who's there, Veloy Bachayim? And Gemara said yesterday, Veloy Benoshim. It's not Shver. You just said Noshim Yon, and here you say Noshim Dish. And remember, Gemara said yesterday that the Karbonis Noshim required Tanuf on the Chetz, on the Karbon. But the Gavra, meaning the Baalim or the Baalois, meaning the ladies that brought those karbanas, they do not do the tenufa. Who does the tenufa? The kohen does the tenufa on their behalf. That's what the Gemara says. V'yishah kohen meinah v'yodah. V'chein ha'shaleh karbanos b'nei seyam. What happens if someone is living in America and he wants to send his karban chatas to the base of Mikdash? Not a karban chatas. He wants to send his karban shlom to the base of Mikdash. And he doesn't want to go because he cannot, he can't afford it, he's busy, whatever the reason is. And he's sending his karban shlom. And now we want to go and do a tenufa on the tenufa that you're supposed to do by karban shlom. And guess what? The coin is going to go and do the tenufa on his behalf.
So a coin is a shaliach of the Baal. We see from the fact that Isha and Medina Sayam, that they're shluchei Baalim, not shluchei Gavoa, as it were. Is this dispositive in that machlokas?
Well, it's not really dispositive, but if you want to look at the Gemara on Samach Aleph from the base, there's a Rashi over here, about 10 lines before the bottom. Shatanufa bekehanim, samachala from the base. Tanufa bekehanim. Yecholim oib dicham menoshim lasis koyin shliach. They can appoint the koyin as their shliach. Many, many of the Rishonim and Achronim are very perturbed or very concerned with this Rashi, because Poshe Pshat in the Gemara, it's not that the koyin acts as the shliach, it's just the koyin is the default after those are eliminated. Meaning, a tanuf is supposed to be balim together with a koyin. So the Torah excluded the balim.
The koyin remains eligible.
So you don't need to come on to shlichas. Right. So they're all upset about this Rashi, the shliach. So konzai, that what Rashi is really referring to is the Gemara today. And the shlichas that we mean, it's not a specific shlichas where they go and give him a power of attorney and say, okay, great, I hereby appoint you to be my duly authorized agent. No. It just means, like you were saying before, shluchah d'rachmana or shluchah d'bam, or shluchah d'Yisrael. In other words, they do their general service of shlichas on behalf of Kodesh Baruch Hu and on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And one of the many services that they do is, when there is no balam to do the tufa, they do the tufa.
And the smicha, we're talking about tufa.
We said yesterday there's no din of smicha b'shliach. Smicha's got to be the balam. There's no balam, no smicha. Okay. That was yesterday. Okay. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Says argument.